disconnected.
KG7MJI. KG7MJI disconnected.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How you doing?
All right. Been keeping busy. They finished your building?
Yes, yesterday they did the roof.
Well, that's good.
Gotta get my sign redone. One last thing I do is put my siren back up for the alarm on the wall that they took off when they were doing it. And next comes the invoice. Starting to look like your truck. I got that antenna on that me and Charlie bought. Let me return. Lakeview 9007. 7 feet tall off my tailgate.
Are you contacting Mars with it?
Well, I want to keep up with the big boys. And by the way, Chris, I don't know if I talked to you. I don't want to key up too long on this antenna. I checked the SWR, but I got to get an antenna analyzer on it. We got to get a hold of Don. We got to meet up. I put those crystal filters in that 220. It looked like I resurrected it. That's DR-235.
Well, that's good.
I don't know if it needs alignment or anything like that, but it's now receiving full scale, but I got to check through there. Charlie's going to give it a road test in his car. Charlie's coming down this morning. You broke up a little bit on that one, Chris. What'd you say?
That wasn't me.
Okay, speaking of Charlie, I forgot all about it. I left his antenna at Debbie's house in the patio. Forgot that he's coming down this morning. I gotta go get it.
I'll try it again. KB2, CIA Mobile.
Oh, sorry, Steve. We're keying up too quick and everything. Good morning, Steve. How are you? Pick it up.
Okay. Making a midnight run. I gotta go.
I missed where you were going on that midnight run. Maybe it's me, I don't know, but try it again.
I pick up from a friend, and he's on my usual train. So I'm going to meet the train.
Okay, very nice of you. That's pretty good of you.
Okay, I don't want to interrupt anything. Good morning, Chris. What's shaking?
Nothing. Couldn't sleep, so I figured I'd turn the radio on.
Sleep? What's that? Even on my vacation here, my days off, I still don't get any sleep. I didn't catch all of what you were saying, Rocky. Did you do anything with the 220?
I don't know if it's exactly right, if it needs some adjustment, but I now get most of the repeaters full scale. Charlie's taking it with him today to give it a road test. He's bringing his down.
That's excellent. I think you just found yourself a side job.
I don't know if I want a side job. Those filters are you know what to get out, and I feel very leery about putting my paws in Charlie's radio, but I look at it this way. He doesn't want to spend the money to get it worked on, and the radio's no good the way it is.
You don't have to tell me that radio was one huge disappointment. And the fact that so many people with the same radio had the same trouble, it's amazing Alenko put that out.
No, it's basically enough to throw on the radio. The guy at Alenko told me they switched brands. He didn't tell me. He didn't tell me this. Oh, he did. He said they switched brands of filters they use. They were using COKOs. Now they're using Murata filters.
How's it going with the eBay stuff? Did all that stuff clear? Or has it got to be relisted?
No, it didn't all clear. I'll check it again this morning, Steve. I would have sent you the money by now, but with me doing this roof, I'm just running so short myself.
Well, when I get the funds, I get the funds. I just wanted to see if the deal was completed.
Oh, yeah, everything's completed. They just don't give you the money right away. Everything's delivered and all that stuff. All right, I'll be right back, guys. Pick it up with Chris. I got to jump into Debbie's patio.
Okay, Rob, good to hear you out there. I'm almost at my destination, about 5 blocks away. And then I have a little wait for the train. I'm a little early. So, I haven't been on much, but I put my antenna an additional 10 feet higher. So, my Austin Suburban antenna is 17 feet up now. Sorry, Chris, I was in a dead spot. All I heard was 17 feet up.
I put the Austin antenna on the house on a 7-foot mast. Didn't like that. I put an additional 10-foot mast under that. So now the antenna is at least 12 feet above the roof line.
And how's it doing?
I key up and talk to you guys in Keyport, New Jersey, which is down by Sandy Hook.
K2 BOR Mobile.
Go ahead. He's in a dead spot.
Yeah, I waited for him to come back before I keyed up. Chris, when you're talking down there, is that on repeater or is that on simplex?
That's into a repeater. I'm also keying up a repeater in West Trenton, although the guy said that he really couldn't understand what I was saying.
I see a beam in the future.
I'm going to experiment with a beam inside an attic area.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that before. It might be a good idea. You know, where I live, Chris, Santana is so big, I had to take it off last night and carry it into the house.
That's a 220 mono antenna now.
What was that about 220 mono?
What frequency? It's a mono band, right?
This is the discontinued Lakeview 9007. It's mono band for 2 meters. All right, I'm at the shop. I'll catch you from inside. Steve, if you're listening, I'll catch you later. KD2, be aware.
Mystery. I've been here for a little while listening. Tied up with construction here. They got all the streets. Snail space getting through. Thing is, I mean, KB2 TIR.
Alright, I got most of that. I figured you weren't in a good location at the time, so I'm gonna run out to the kitchen. Get myself a drink, I'll be right back. Kitty QCWW.
Well, I'm literally on the left side of the track. KB2CIA.
82 POR.
KB2CIA.
Steve, I tell you, you gotta see my eyes light up when that 220 lit up yesterday. I didn't get much of that, Steve. See, Peter's doing some funny things. Sounds like you got a loose antenna or something. Something don't seem right.
Over. I am in a bad spot, so...
Okay, we'll wait till you get in a better spot. Because you're real choppy there. 82 VOR.
Sounds like you're picking up loose RF off of those tracks.
Hey, Chris, you been working on your Jeep at all?
Yes. Fuel injectors are in, and now I'm chasing down a code P 1494. Basically, it's an evaporator I can leak. So.
Ah, the fantastic evap problem on a chronic Jeep Chrysler. That are always fun. Just from my experience, just do a full inspection on every rubber hose. They tend to split. I guess I don't have to tell you, but they tend to split on the top where you can't see them. The last town and country I had two small split hoses down by the charcoal canister.
Yep, and they put it in such a nice location.
Usually what I do with them right away, they're hard to activate so you can smoke the system, but that's usually what I do is I have a smoke machine and I put smoke in there and try to find the leak. It's the easiest way without pulling your hair out.
Yeah, I already found two, but as you know, as well as I know, find two, you'll find more.
82 BOR. I went crazy with this guy's town and country. I found one that was in clear view. I could see it as soon as I put the truck up in the air. I fixed that one where two pipes hooked together going down the side of the van. And I said, I got it. and then his light came back on again with it, so I finally decided to put the smoke machine, and that's where I found him. And thank God his light hasn't come back on.
That's what I drive, Rock. I have a 2006 Town and Country.
I know, I saw that. Steve, I may have some good news for you. Let's put it this way. The funds are, just as of yesterday after I left, the funds are now available on the tuner. And the funds are available on the radio. I'll get the money and I'll have Debbie write a check and I'll get your address off of QRZ.
Okay, Rock. No rush. You know, when you get to it, you get to it. And I'll text you the address.
Yeah, you don't have to text it. I'll just look it up on QRZ. That's better for me. I asked them a while ago why they do this after I sold a certain amount of stuff. I think they said over $2,000 worth of stuff. Started doing that. I told them I didn't like their policy, but what can I do about it?
With the side job I do, they made me join something called bill.com, and they transfer the funds to me directly, like direct deposit, and I had to wait for it to clear. It took like 3 or 4 days for it to clear.
B2BOR. I think one of the reasons they do it, Steve, when you become a big seller, they hold the money back until the person gets the stuff, and then for a certain amount of days or a week or two, just to make sure there's not going to be any problem with somebody sending you something back. I think that's their reasoning for doing it.
My wife's job just went to that system to pay her on her payroll, and it's horrible.
You know what the problem is? Everybody's outsourcing. Debbie had a job at Panasonic and Secaucus, and their IT department, they outsourced it to IBM. And she lost her job, and IBM didn't pick her up. That's how she ended up at BMW.
KD2CWW. Steve, I was going to send you an RSVP that I can't make it that weekend.
Change your mind?
No, I'm on call that weekend, and the two guys are going away that weekend, so I'm basically going to be here by myself.
Okay, buddy, you'll be missed. I got a lot of tentatives yet, and Paul NZ2K is a definite. He said, absolutely. Charlie can't make it. He'll be flying back from California that day. I've only gotten two no's. Well, you're the third no. And a whole bunch of maybes. So, and one affirmative. So, we'll see how this plays out.
I was excited. I told the wife she's gonna make her meat lasagna for me to bring.
Well, I'll tell you from what I've seen in the pictures, I'd come to your house for dinner.
When I was 32 years old, I said to myself, if I ever turn 50, I'm gonna get myself in shape. So on the 1st of July, I'm turning 50. I told the wife the other day, I said, you're going to throw me out of the house and divorce me, because that way I'll starve myself then.
When I got married, I weighed about 197, 196, 197, and now I weigh 293.
I went to the doctor yesterday. I was 220.
I lost a lot of weight, and when I had my first daughter, 16 and a half years ago, I weighed 360 pounds.
You were a big boy.
I
I made a lot of money reblowing cars and bouncing.
I went to the doctor yesterday. I was 220.
KB2 CIA, stationary mobile.
He gave me some joyous news yesterday, Chris. He got to go for a test on my legs. He thinks my pain's in my legs, a circulation problem.
Yeah, well, before you start taking stuff that they want to give you, go to the vitamin shop or order it online. Get cayenne pepper tablets. That's what I take for my nerve neuropathy for my diabetes. Before I started taking it, I had no feeling in my toes. Now I can feel my toes.
Yeah, when you get a chance, I'll never remember that. I don't know if you got my phone number, but email me what that was. I'm good on QRZ.
Yeah, no problem. Cayenne pepper. Excellent for circulation and heartburn, believe it or not.
Well, thank God I don't have that. I had a bout with acid reflux when I first started going to them. I forget what I took, that purple pill. I forget what it was. And that was like 10, 11, 12 years ago, and I haven't had a bout with that again.
Now I'm mad. Paul NZ2K is going. I got to find a way to go.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find a way to go, too. I got a busy weekend that weekend, but I'm sure going to try to make it out there, even if I don't stay that long. I'm going to sure try to make it. I don't know what time this thing... I forget. I got the card at home. I don't even know what time this thing starts.
When I got the card, I opened it up at dinner. And I said, oh, look at this. We got invited to an amateur radio barbecue. My wife said, that's nice. I said, you got to make lasagna. She's like, okay. And I said to my daughter, I said, you want to go with me? She's like, what, hang out with your geeky friends?
No, I don't even know your daughter. No, don't tell her anything. That was pretty good.
I even bribed her. I said, hey, drive the Jeep out to Long Island.
Usually the daughters try to get to daddy's heart. Sounded like you were trying to get to her heart.
Rocky, I love both of my daughters more than life, but let me tell you, my older one, he's already told me many times, when you start forgetting where you are, not only am I locking the doors, but I'm going to drop you off over in the city and leave you.
That was pretty good. All right. I'm going to be on the side for a little bit. I got to road test the car, and I got to look at this text I just got on my phone, so I'll be right back. If you're in there, I'll pick it up. If you're not, have a good sleep. KD2BOR.
I inadvertently doubled with you, Chris. I guess you went out. And, yeah, man, it would be great if everybody could make it. I don't know where I'm going to put everybody, because if they did all show up, I barely have the room. But it'll be interesting. It'll certainly be good company. And my little joke on there was that there's sure to be plenty of ham.
No, I got that. You ever see the movie Easy Money with Rodney Dangerfield?
Sounds very familiar.
Because you could find it on either pay-per-view or Netflix or something. You got to watch it, because there's a scene, the daughter's getting married to a boy named Julio, and they're having a barbecue in the backyard, and it's a typical Staten Island backyard, you know, the 50 by 50 with the white picket fence, and there's about 200 people, like, standing around.
Well, my property is 60 by 100, and, let's see, the house takes up most of it, so, I mean, the yard is okay, but,
well,
you know, considering how many amateur radio operators are going to be there, just put a ladder up. You know, eventually everybody's going to be up on your roof. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Stuff together. Back to my house. And we never got around to the actual barbecuing.
By the way, Chris, that money, that movie, Easy Money, I watched that about 4 or 5 times.
So you know the scene. Yeah, can I call you Dad?
Yeah, I missed when you said that. I was already out the door, but that's an hilarious movie.
You know, I know the name, and I know Ronnie Dinkins, so I just can't picture the movie. But the train is here, so let me go meet my pal. KB2 CIS.
Very funny movie with Rodney Dangerfield, which I got a kick out of, Steve, was Back to School. If I didn't watch that movie 20 times, I didn't watch it at all.
I put one son through college. I put the other one through the wall.
I love the scene when that, I forget her name, the broad, was sitting in the car with the nerd, and the police pulled up with all the beer, and then they cracked his windshield.
Some of the lines he pulled, you know. All right, call me when you don't have any class.
Yeah, that was funny. I liked the look on his face when he was doing that triple Indy.
And those little air horns, we used to, golf course in Paramus, so we used to hide in the woods. So we'll be carrying those little, you know, air horns, wait for the guy to just about ready to swing on hole number 7. And they would always, they would slice the ball, and then we'd all run.
Me and you sound a lot alike, especially when I was younger, some of the stuff we used to pull. My mother swore the doctor dropped me on my head.
One of the best things we did is we took the air horns off of a freight train. Somehow, I don't know how we did it, but we were able to fit them underneath my friend's 65 Suburban. Put a 120-volt converter with a compressor, gallon tank in the back of that thing. Build it up for about 3 minutes, just give it a good, you know, 1 minute, you know, and we would drive around and over by the train track, and just as people were just getting ready to go over them, we would start blowing it.
82 BOR. Oh, God. I bet you could write a book, Chris, on your younger life.
We did it going into the Lincoln Tunnel one night. By the time we made it to the other end, they were waiting for us.
I remember when I first started talking to you on radio, you told me about your shenanigans in the Walmart parking lot. I'll tell you one thing, if they had a Walmart in Newark, I don't think you would pull that down there. I don't think you'd be around.
Well, that was something we started years ago when we first all started driving. We find good parking spots at the Primus Mall during Christmas and do the same thing.
You should write a book on pranks and publish it. You could probably make a lot of money. That'd be a pretty thick book. I think that'd be like an encyclopedia.
Yeah, but I would definitely not put my real name on that book.
I'd blame you. All right, I'm going to take a walk up to my truck. I got to get Charlie's antenna out of the back. 82, be a worm.
No problem. 82 CWW.
82 CIA Mobile. I'm back in, at his home.
Ah, very good.
You know what's funny is I go out so often in the middle of the night doing wacky things, my wife doesn't even bat an eye anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately, my wife has known me for too many years. So, you know, like my one buddy will come over here, and she'll pat us down, and then she'll tell us, okay, you're not doing this, 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 and she'll go down 20 minutes line of what we're not allowed to do if we go out.
One time, up with a couple of my friends, we were in Manhattan down by Wall Street, and stuck at a red light, and he cranked up the music, and he gets out, the driver, and he starts dancing, and he danced like a complete circle all around the car, and he gets back in, and we get half blocked away, and the cops are behind us, flashing the lights, and pull him over, and it turns out there was a couple of robberies that took place the same way, where the guy would stop traffic and go out like he was dancing and then rob the car behind him. And we just happened to put the profile.
Yeah, it's never good. We never had the problem of the police officers in my local town to sneak up on us, because when we all started driving and we found out that they, you know, with the vehicles they would have on the road, we snuck down to the police department with a screwdriver. We adjusted the headlights so that the passenger side was down just a hair and the driver's side was up just a hair. So when they were coming up on you, you would always be able to tell, up to the cop behind us. And then we all had brake bypass switches there, so you'd hit it and you'd be able to use your brake pedal and the lights wouldn't come on. So you'd be able to go flying down side streets, the lights off, and no brake lights, and you'd be able to ditch anybody.
Like a regular James Bond type of car there.
I had an AMC Hornet hatchback with a 304 motor, and we installed an oil injector into the motor, and it would smoke anything out. So if we were being followed, we would flip a switch, the solenoid would engage, pump a little oil into the motor, and we would do that through intersections, and people wouldn't be able to drive through the intersections for a couple of minutes.
That's been around for years, Chris. We did the same thing.
You sure we're not brothers somehow?
We just use transmission fluid. It burns faster.
And then we would go to the junkyard and we would get extra windshield fluid bottles, the good pump. We'd put it in the back. And then we would put the spray nozzles over the rear tires. Hit a switch, you roll up to the light, you bleach them, and as you're taking off, forget it.
This brings back a lot of memories, man.
And this one dude, he had a pickup truck and it had a camper back on it. And he used to squeeze a lot of people back there in the camper back. And he had this big, heavy box. I'm like, what the heck do you have in here? And he told me it's Jack. So I'm sure he meant like Jack for the car, you know? It was like, you know, Jack, like when you play with a little ball, you know? And they were metal. So I can only imagine that's what he had them back there for, was to go out and somebody was chasing them.
My biggest problem is I always hung out with the older kids in the neighborhood who were all into racing and hot rodding. My cousin Russ, who was about 14, 16 years older than me, had an oval modified dirt 331 Deuce Coupe. So we would go down to East Windsor Racetrack on Friday nights.
Somebody definitely dropped us on our heads.
I, at the early age of 10 or 11 years old, I used to hang out in Patterson at the old gasoline alley. In fact, A.J. Foyt was having a prototype suspension done on one of his cars there, and he was having it done there because this guy, Pappy, was renowned. He was known worldwide by the time I met him.
and they snuck the climb in overnight, so nobody knew that it was over there getting work done on it.
82 BOR. When I met your person, you know, face to face, I'll tell you some other stories, some of the stuff we used to do, but I just don't want to say it on ham radio.
As I start telling a story and my wife tells me to stop, and then my kids say why, and my wife will turn to them and say, plausible deniability.
BOR. Unbelievable. I don't know if Charlie's out there yet. He probably would have keyed up. N1LU, 82 BOR.
It's not appropriate. Anyway, I'm in my driveway. Yeah, the guy with the jack, he's overheating one time, and we were by Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn. And he pulls over, and the car's overheating. And climbs up on the front of the truck and he starts urinating in the engine to cool it down. I was like, oh man, I need some friends. Anyhow, I'm in the driveway, 73 Chris, 73 Rock, KB2CIA. I'm headed to Pennsylvania tomorrow.
See if I have it. Hey, 73, Steve, have a good time tomorrow. I don't know how long, just going for the day or whatever, but have a good time with the family and, we'll talk to you. Over to you, Chris.
Yeah, Steve. Have a good one. Enjoy. I was just wondering if we're going to the Sesame place. That's where my kids used to love to go.
Nothing but good things about it, and it's a prize for the kids. They think we're actually going to a ham radio convention. I told them we're going to. I said, wait till you see all the antennas, and they're like, you gotta be kidding me. My daughter's like, do I have to go? So that's what we told them. And since we have a guinea pig, I had to tell them that my cousin is thinking about getting a guinea pig. And she wants to see how it gets along with her other animals, and they fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. So everything's still a surprise for them, now that school's over. But 73 guys, KB2CIA.
Have a good night, KB2CWW.
N1LU Mobile. Good morning, Charlie, KD2BOR.
And there, 73, KD2TIA.
73, Steve, good morning, Rocky, good morning, Chris. I'm on my way up to the Tappan Zee Bridge. George Washington Bridge is a mess this morning. So I'm on 287, got my coffee, and I'm on my bike. Head rock. All right, very good. I pulled up to the shop this morning, and I said, boy, are you a Stu Nod. I had to go over to Debbie's house. Thank God she left the antenna in the patio. And I unlocked the patio and got the box with the antenna in it. Or we might have had a problem if she brought it inside the house. No big deal. If worst came to worst, I'd get it next week or I'd try to meet you somewhere after work. It's Friday, so I'm not in too much of a hurry today. Anyway, good morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Good to hear you. I've been so busy at work, I haven't been able to get on.
Good to hear you as well. What was that thing about bleaching the tires? What was the purpose of that? I was listening to those stories. I was never a grease monkey when I was a kid. I didn't get my license until I was 28, so I didn't have much to do with cars.
If you pour bleach onto a rubber tire and then you start spinning the tire with an acceleration, it forms a very thick white smoke.
Oh, okay, so it was similar to injecting oil into the engine. I've seen guys pull out of an intersection like that. I thought there was something wrong with their car. There may have very well been, but it may have been somebody doing what you were talking about. Thick white smoke. You're right, you can't go through the intersection for a couple of minutes. Maybe a minute.
Yeah, a lot of times you see kids get out and dump it, you know. Got the idea from, it worked pretty good, you know. At that time I had a Mercury Capri, Weber conversion on it, put a Mercour rear end in it, and they pointed that car was very, it was too fast, it was dangerous.
Well, it sounds like fun. Hey, Rocky, did you put the other antenna on your car? Yeah, it's on there. I tried to check the SWR. Seems like it's good, but I'm not going to do chance anything, especially since I run that brick in the car, too. I'm going to see if I can get a hold, get together with Don and let him put his analyzer on it. I think that's going to be one of the things I'm going to be buying next. Yeah, well, if you're serious about getting that one, I would get it now. That's the cheapest I've seen at 364 HRO. They're having it on special because of Field Day. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to get it while it's on special. Well, I'm going to have to drum the money up without her knowing about it, especially after this project on the building and all that. She was a little upset that I bought another antenna, but when I told her the price of it, that blew over. There's no way in God's creation I can tell her about a $300-something antenna analyzer right now. Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, I figured the price of the antenna was a contributing factor to you buying it. Yeah, you couldn't pass that up at $995 or something? Something like that. The whole bill with the shipping came to $29 and change. So how could you pass something up like that? The price on the envelope was $30 and I think 95 cents. I said 31 yesterday. It was $30.95 retail when they were first selling it. And I guess we got the last two. You punch up Lakeview 9007 and you see HRO. It does not show any available anymore. The last two were in San Diego where we got them out of. WW, this is N1LU Mobile. I got three lanes here. I'm in the middle lane. I got some guy right on my butt. Can you believe it? Wish I had that bleach. Don't mind me, Charlie. I didn't get back to you because I was putting a mirror on a car. No problem. I'm trying to drink my coffee as I drive. I'm just getting over the tap and see. I'll be getting on to 9W shortly. Chris, what are you still doing up? Either he stepped away or he fell asleep. What was Steve doing at the train station? I heard him say the train's coming. No, he's on vacation. I think he picked one of his buddies up or something. Did him a favor coming in on the train. Oh, okay. Yeah, he posted a picture of himself on Facebook enjoying a cold beer at some local gin joint, saying that he was on vacation. He looked pretty relaxed. I was a little bit jealous. Yeah, so what I be. I don't know if you heard before, I went to the doctor yesterday, and he's contributing my leg pain. He was checking my circulation down at my ankles, and I got to go with what they call a Doppler to check the circulation in my legs. Oh, okay, so maybe it's not sciatica then. Explain the symptoms to him. He says, I do still possibly have a sciatica problem, but he says both legs shouldn't hurt like that. Down through your, especially, I don't know if it's my calf on the right side, because I'm favoring that hip or whatever on that side, but I got to get it checked out. What are you going to do? I do take cholesterol medication. I did have very high cholesterol at one time. Yeah, well, it's a good thing you're staying up with it, you know, on top of with a doctor. Let him check you out. The only way you'll know what's going on. Don't go to a doctor, next thing you know, it's too late. We had a guy at work was sitting in the lunchroom before he went home, said he didn't feel really good. He was kind of dizzy. We all told him go to the doctor. He never went to the doctor. He was dead the next day.
N1LU-KD2BOR. That just happened with a friend of mine's wife. Thought she had indigestion for a day or two. Wasn't feeling good. Actually, I saw her daughter that afternoon at a place and her boyfriend. And I got told the next day that her mother had a massive heart attack that night.
Yeah, you really got to take these symptoms seriously. Especially the older you get. I'm going to be 60, you know. I really got to get back to a doctor. I haven't had a checkup in a while.
Not to harp on any subject, because I wouldn't do that, but I'm glad people harped on me. Don't forget that other thing that you need to have done.
Yeah, you're right about that. So did you drive the your vehicle with the new antenna on it? I'm curious how it handled. Did it bounce around or your report?
It's a little flexible. It almost it looks like our antenna for our HT, but just a bigger volume, bigger length. It's pretty cool. There's no weight to it whatsoever, Charlie. It weighs practically nothing. I got it on my truck now, and I got yours in here. And that wouldn't have been a big deal if she had it inside the house. All I did was ride with mine home last night. I could have just gave you mine.
Okay, I've got the 235 in car. I forgot I did a full reset on it, so I've got no memories in it. Put in the 940 machine. I think I have the right one in there. Although I keyed it up a couple of times and I'm not hearing any response back from the machine. Maybe when I get closer, we'll go to Simplex. So you hear me on Simplex.
Yeah, we could try it. That answers my question. You brought your microphone with you. I don't have to ask a dumb question.
All I have to do is unclip this one, take the mic off it, give it to you, and put the other one in the car. Did you use it at all yesterday?
No, I took it back out of line. It's sitting on top of the 2550. Not sure. I don't know if it needs alignment, but I was getting the 880, 940, other repeaters back real strong. I don't care. It's working. It's something it wasn't doing before.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always a big plus when it's working. So we'll put it through its paces in my car.
All right, watch the road. I got to throw a car up in the air. I'll be back in a few. 82 BOR.
Okay, very good. 82 BOR, N1LU, mobile. Chris, you back? Or are you awake? Or are you there?
Yeah, I just had a jump hour. I am still not tired, but I got to go lay down because I got to get up at, I got to be in work.
Yeah, I would have been to bed a lot earlier than 1:30. Well, good to hear you. I can't believe you jumped in the shower between transmissions.
I brought the portable in, so I was listening while I was out of them.
Okay, cool. Well, good hearing you. Have a nice evening, and enjoy your work tomorrow. And I guess that's today, you mean, when you said tomorrow.
Yeah, actually you're right. It's later on today. NJ2K, one time, couldn't believe I was transmitting from the shower. I took a picture with the soap all over me, holding the mic, the radio wave. Thought I was nuts.
I take it with one of those radios that is a little waterproof. Okay, cool. All right, very good. Believe you're going to need it. 82ZWW N1LU Mobile 9W Alpine, New Jersey.
Not bad. You can smack the tower as you're going by. Have a good one. Good hearing you. I'll talk to you. 82ZWW.
Hey, very good. Take care. N1LU Mobile.
73, Chris. 82 BOR.
I'll catch you tomorrow night. Have a good one.
They actually remembered the electronic parts cleaner that I had at home. I forgot the RJ45s again. I'll probably have to mail them to you the way I'm going. And now I'm on 9W stuck behind a tractor trailer that's going about 32 miles an hour. We're on an upgrade, so we're going to be coming to an almost stop soon. I will catch you for the mobile. I'm going to go get another cup of joe.
Okay, you're going to be transmitting on the new antenna?
Yeah, short term. So I find out the SW. I'm going to check the SWR on it with the ASU meter once I clean that that pot up and see if it works a little better. On the Micronta, I was basically almost flat on 955. As I tended to going up to 147 and up, maybe a 1.2 to 1, something like that, but nothing too bad. But I don't know if I want to trust anything until I get an analyzer on it.
Yeah, I think the Micronta is pretty accurate. But this track and trail is killing me.
All right, I'll catch you from the car, N1LU. 82 BOR. 82 BOR mobile.
82 BOR N1LU. Just heat up the 940 Manhattan on the Myolink. Oh boy, it came back real bad. Yeah, the definitely the filters are shot on this.
Well, as hard as it is to change them, thank God I got the one in stock that's the real problem, because I got to get a hold of that guy in England, the UK. I still have not got the first two that I ordered from him. I got the single one, because I was thinking I was going to pick up that 435 real cheap, but it went for too much money, I let it go. But he's got to get an email. I still didn't get the two 455G filters, which is the narrow band.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll give you this radio and you can work your magic on it. Like you said, it's better than it is now. It's got to be better than it is now. Looking forward to trying out Steve's 220. In fact, maybe I'll put it in the car, transmit on Simplex. You can record me again with my cell phone so I can see how it sounds.
82 BOR mobile. I'll tell you, I'm in my car with the air on. It is so stuffy and so warm in my shop, it's unbelievable.
Sound good on that antenna. No picket fencing or anything. I thought it was kind of cool this morning when I got out of the house, and now it's down to, it was 71 up by me, now it's down to 69. I'm surprised it went down. Usually the temperature goes up as I go further south.
I am two blocks from the quick check, and my thermometer on my my mirror says 74.
Yeah, maybe it's because I'm so close to the water over here on the Palisades.
Yeah,
doing pretty good. I should get to your place by quarter after, I think.
Don't forget, Charlie, I'm on blood pressure medication. I'm on cholesterol medication. Ever since I started taking that stuff, the heat bothers me a lot. All right, I'm pulling into the quick check. 82 BOR.
All right, very good. And 1LU mobile.
KD2 BOR mobile.
N1LU. Your 220 radio in the car, is it on an antenna?
Yeah, it's on the Diamond Tri-Band that I originally bought. I don't use that AB switch on the hump mount anymore. I do use it just to plug in one antenna for the back, but I got that hooked up separate now.
Can you turn it on and listen to me on the 940, see if I'm making it?
Yeah, let me try to find 940. I can't see the dial on the radio without glasses on. I don't need glasses to drive, but I need them to see the radio.
All right, let me know when you're set up.
Must have hit a button. Let me see what I'm doing here. I did something wrong here.
I'm not in the memory mode. That's because I was too far up into where I didn't have something programmed. That's why memory was blinking. I'm on the 940 now, Joey. You're transmitting. I'm not hearing anything. Yeah, okay. Stand by. I just wanted to turn it off. It's making a hell of a lot of noise. All right, yeah, I did transmit twice, as a matter of fact. Well, the first thing I'll do with that radio is put on a meter and see if we're getting any wattage output, then go from there. Sounds like a good start. I know I'm getting something out. I just don't know what, because when I keyed up with my HT in the car, the HT showed full scale. So it's putting something out. Well, you know, although that could have just been spurious emissions coming from the radio itself. Well, I'm not a master tech. We'll see what we can do with it. If it's got the same problem as the one I got from Steve, that'll be great. All right, I'm just off pulling back up to the shop. Catch you from inside, KD2BOR. Hey, very good. I'm just getting ready to get on 46. 2BOR and 1LU mobile. KD2BOR, I'm back in the shop, Charlie. I'm going to look at something on a car. Okay, no problem. Looks like gas prices went up overnight. I'll be there in a little while and one at the year. 82BOR, I'm back. I saw what I needed to know. Boy, they got a lot of construction going on over here. It's a little ferry circle. Oh, too. Now I know why you want to retire. Oh, yeah, I'm sick of this commuting. WM. And the construction and the bad weather. Yeah, I can't say I blame you, but put food on the table. Yeah, believe me, that's the only reason I'm doing it. Not for the love of the job. Especially when you got one kid in college and another one going to start. I feel, I don't know how people do it. Go into debt. That's how they do it. See, this is going to be one of those mornings where I catch every light. Where are you now? Just turned on Liberty Street, off Route 46, about 3 miles away from work. These people didn't say anything about them having an exhaust problem, but I started this car up this morning. I originally came in for brakes and a mirror. Now they need an exhaust system. Ooh, they're not going to be any too happy. Yeah, car's a necessity, but it's a bitch keeping it going, especially the older it gets. What year is that? It's a little 2002 Toyota. A Toyota Echo. Little puddle jumper. Wow, Toyota Echo. What is that? That's 12 years old. Well, it doesn't bother me. I don't make any money on new cars, that's for sure. That's true. As long as you're still driving the old ones, keep them going. I tell you though, you've got a nice setup there with the two bays and plenty of room to move around. If I was a mechanic, I'd kill to have a place like yours. That other guy that was doing my oil, Kevin Phil, you can barely get by a car when he's got one in the, he's got two bays as well, but you can barely walk by like a postage stamp building. Sounds to me it was like an old-time gas station at one time. Might have been. Right on the corner, that is that major intersection where the Candlewick Diner is. Probably wondering what the heck happened to me.
I got a lot of people with new cars too, so I see it all the time. I've been here.